Until now, we learned about a mechitza that goes from side to side. That's the ropes. That mechitza didn't have any poles that go up or down or anything else that goes up or down, just from side to side. Now we're going to learn about a mechitza that goes just up and down. Makifin, you can surround the camp. Bekanim. Kanim are like poles or sticks that you stick into the ground. This is a mechitza of shasi, meaning vertically. But this mechitza will work, ubuvad, as long as shalai yehei ben kanim lechaver, you shouldn't have between one pole and the other, or one stick and the other, shalai shetvachim, three tvachim. Again, if it's less than three tvachim, it's considered lavad, as if it's connect. But b'shayara dibr, we're only talking about a caravan over here. For the people of the caravan, we have this leniency, that the mechitza can be either just up or down, or just from side to side, like by the string. But for a yachid, for a single person, no, he'll have to have both. The mechitza has to consist of both up and down, and something going from side to side. Three people is considered a shayara. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Zayat Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim maimrim, lo dibru b'shayara elo b'hoiva. Chazal didn't speak of a caravan, lo dibru, they didn't speak b'shayara, about this marshal of a caravan, because that's a common case of where people don't have, you know, what to make a regular mechitza with. But we don't mean it just for people in a caravan. Anyone can use this type of a mechitza. If the strings are within three tefachim of each other, and the strings are thick enough so that you have a total of 10 tefachim, and the same is true for the sticks that are in the ground that are less than three tefachim away from each other, it's okay for anybody. At least, that's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, not only isn't it okay for anybody, it's not even okay for the caravan. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol mechitza, any mechitza, she'ena shel shasi v'shel erev, if it doesn't have both, the shasi, which is the vertical poles going up and down, v'shel erev, and something going from side to side, ain't a mechitza, it's not a mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, zehalt Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. You know, I'll give you a simon to remember that erev is the horizontal, is the one that goes from side to side. Vahi erev, vahi voiker. Vahi erev. What's evening? When the sun settles behind the horizon. You see a straight line of either ocean or land, and the sun settles behind it. So that straight land goes from side to side. That's erev. And you have to have both the shasi and the erev for it to be a mechitza for anyone, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, echad mishnei dvarim, either one of the two. Either from side to side or up and down. Now, clearly there has to be a difference between the Chachamim over here that are mentioned after Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that we spoke about before Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, because they both seem to be saying the same thing. So if they're mamish saying the same thing, why does the Mishnah repeat it? So the Batanura explains that the second Chachamim are much more makel than the first Chachamim. The second Chachamim say that this type of a mechitza, just up or down, or just from side to side, is for a yachid, it's for a rabbim, it's whether you're traveling on the road, or you're in the fields and there's nothing else to make a mechitza with, or even if you're in a yeshiv, in a settlement. And the halacha is like the second chachamim. The only thing is the batanura, if you only have one or two people, let's say they're settling in a midbar, there's a limit to the area they can make the mechitza around. It can't be bigger than a beis hasayim. How much is a beis hasayim? It's 100 amos by length and 50 amos in the width. Like the courtyard of the Mishkan. If you have three people or more, that's called a shayara, and they can make even a mechitza gedayla, even over a much bigger area than that. Whatever they need. For their people, for their kelim, as long as you don't have an empty area, which is more than a beis hasayim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Arba dvarim, there are four things, patru b'machna, the Chazal said, you're patr, if someone is in a camp, referring to the people that go out l'mulchama, even if it's a mulchamas or a shus, not necessarily a mulchamas mitzvah. First of all, mivian, they can bring etzim wood mikal makan, from anywhere. Normally, you have to be very concerned where you're taking wood from, not to be over gazela. If you see cut up wood that was tied together, of course you can't take it, but the soldiers, they can. Furthermore, upeturim, they are pater merchitzas yadayim. They don't have to wash their hands prior to the suda. However, they were not exempted from mayim achroinim, because mayim achroinim is considered a sakana. There was a melach sedoimus, a very strong salt, and if someone touched his eyes without washing his hands first, that would be a sakana. Chazal treated a sakana in a much more strict fashion than iser. Umidmai, it's not necessary for the soldiers to separate Trumas Maisus Shel Demai. Demai is tefillah that is purchased from Am Haaretz, and you have to take off certain maisus just in case they didn't do it. Well, the soldiers don't have to. And finally, Umila Arev. They also don't have to make an Eruvi Chatzeres. Do you remember what an Eruvi Chatzeres is? Let's say you have a bunch of tents over here in the camp, and let's say the camp is surrounded by a mechitza. Normally, you can't carry there unless we take one piece of bread, whatever exactly you have to take. Those are the halachos of Eruvi Chatzeres. We'll learn about later, B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. But you have to take that food, let's say a box of matzos, it has to be owned by everybody and put it into one of the houses. Well, the soldiers don't have to do that. While they are potter on a Ruvei Chatzeres, they, however, are chayiv on a Ruvei Techumen. Ruvei Techumen means if you want to walk past the Techum, you have to put on a different kind of Erev. B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we'll learn about that later as well. Okay, quickly, chazering over. Really, let's chazer over here. Mishnah's Ches and Tes, we said that if you have a Shayara, a caravan that's out in the fields, so they can surround themselves with the clay behema, whatever they have, as long as the gather is high, 10 tfachim, and as long as they don't have more open spaces than closed spaces. And we also said each opening has a maximum of 10 amais. We said you can have ropes that go from side to side, one on top of the other, as long as there's less than 3 tfachim between each rope, that's from the ground till the first rope, and then the two layers on top of that. So that plus the rope itself, if that gives you 10 tfachim, it's okay. In our Mishnah, we learned you can have only upright poles going around and around, as long as there's less than 3 tfachim between one pole and the other. Rabbi Yehuda says that's just true for a caravan. The Chachamim say, no, we're only mentioning caravan because that's the common people that would do something like this. Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that any mechitza that doesn't have both shasi and erev, shasi means up and down, vertical, erev means from side to side, is not a mechitza, not for anybody. And the Chachamim, these Chachamim are the most meikel, they say it could be one of the two. It's not necessarily for a caravan, it could be for one person, it could be for many people. And it could be if you're stuck in some open area, or even if a person is in a settlement. And toward the end of the Mishnah, we learned that there are four things Chazal made an exclusion for, they gave a patur for the soldiers in the camp. They can bring wood, even though there's a concern it may belong to someone. They're potter on Rechitzas Yedayim before the Suda, though they're not potter on Mayim Achrayinim. They're potter to be mafresh Trumas Maisr Shel Demai, that's Tvua that's purchased from an Am Haaretz. They don't have to take off certain Maisres, and they also don't have to make an Eruvi Chatzeres.